You said your back's hurting from squats. How much putting on the bar, dude?
Dude, I don't even know. I really just do whatever Darby says right now, because it's that time of year. We're not doing too heavy. Yeah. So.
Darby's keeping y'all busy off-season.
It's lighter right now, but, you know, with two practices a day, I mean, how much lifting can you do? You know, it's what you can.
You look good. What have you been doing this all season?
Grinding. It's been the longest summer of my life, so it's been good to me so far.
Do you go back to your high school, and do they see you, and do they recognize you?
I haven't been back there in a while. I just see some of my coaches sometimes, but I haven't been to school in a while.
Do they recognize you?
I haven't seen any of my coaches this summer, so they haven't seen me yet. So.
What do you hope is the end result from kind of slimming up? Or what's been your focus with the workouts?
Just be more athletic, be a better pain protector, better rebounder, have a better all-around game, stay in the game longer.
Keep up with Rob.
Keep up with Rob. Yeah, hey. If I can run with him, I can run with anybody dang near. You know what I'm saying? So.
What differences will we see this year from last year's team?
I think we're so much more tight-knit. You know, I think our confidence in each other is very high. And we love playing with each other, and we know we're very talented, and we believe that. And now it's just about stringing together everything necessary to put together a successful season. We're doing that right now.
We'll see more of a fast-paced offense, do you think?
No question. Much faster. There's so many guards, so many talented guards that can really push it. And emphasis on the bigs running hard every play. You'll see a much faster pace of game. A lot more shots, too, so it'll be a lot of fun.
What do you think of the new scoreboard?
In Reed?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I went to a volleyball game and saw it. I was like, golly. It reminded me of the Cowboys Stadium, how they have the big, because people are going to be on the side watching it. So it was kind of crazy to see. It's really nice, though. I love it. Pretty cool.
What do you think of the new locker room?
Jeez. I mean, it's amazing. It's better than some NBA locker rooms we've been to before, you know? It's crazy. So I love it. It's nice. Feels like a home in there. I've been in there every day since then. So it's been cool.
It's the hardest offseason. What have you been doing over the offseason?
Just on the schools, and it was hard because every week was just filled with, you know, 2-3 workouts plus my extra work trying to get better at my game. And then I did the full offseason with everybody. Then I went to Puerto Rico to play while everybody was on break. So, you know, it's just been grinding, learning, staying in shape. But like I said, it's been a real grind. You know, my body has been through a lot this summer. So, you know, right now it's about working smart, working hard, working smart.
What was it like playing in Puerto Rico?
It was a tremendous experience. Just learning that style of game, that kind of pro style, spread offense type of game was really interesting. It was really fun, and it just makes you it just builds your skills, it builds your IQ for the game. And it was cool because I get to take that back here and, you know, share that with my coach and teammates. I get to see the game differently now, so it was really neat.
Edmond talked about how it was nice having Alex back here. I know you're not the guard, but I mean, but you get to at least bend his ear and talk to him about NBA stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Alex has always been one of my favorite teammates, and he's always had just a higher thinking that I've respected. But since he's gone to the NBA and seen what it's like up there, I mean, just yesterday, Coach Amir shared with us some things he had to say about being a team and, you know, serving others, just builds your team better and helps you become a better player. But yeah, I love talking to him, man. He's always going to be one of those people that just give me great insight.
He's always willing to help you too, isn't he?
Oh, no question. Everybody, anybody.
Yeah. How talented is this team?
Super. Very talented. That's one thing he also said yesterday. Alex Crusoe goes, this team is super talented, by the way. So that's coming from a guy that played on the Sweet 16 team.
I was going to say, we asked Edmond to compare the two, so would you compare the talent? Obviously, compare the talent.
Yeah, you can compare the talent. Yeah, you can compare the talent. It's just that first team, just those four seniors, you know, they were just seasoned. It was fun as a freshman playing with dogs like that. And now, like, I'm in their position kind of. You know, I'm not a senior, but I might as well be as a junior. So, yeah, I mean, two really good teams, but this team is really talented all the way around. And on the bench, too, has got a lot of talent.
I heard you talk about turnovers already.
Yeah.
That's not going to be talked about this year, though, right?
No, not 21 a game. No way. Nah, we're going to play faster, so we'll turn the ball over some, but it won't be like last year where it's just unforced turnovers, you know.
It won't be like where there's benefit to some of them.
Right? Exactly.
Because you're going to be having some easy baskets.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll be seeking out easy buckets all game, man.
What's it going to be like having a true point guard in JJ and TJ, have Edmond at the two? How do you think that's going to affect your game down the road?
I think it allows us all to play, you know, within our position. It allows us all to be comfortable. JJ's tremendous, man. I mean, he just makes everyone around him so much better. And the cool thing is, you know, Admon getting his experience last year, when we want to go bigger, we can put him at the one and slide some guys at the two. And everyone can play, you know, multiple positions. So it'll be fun to see how we play this year. You know, it's going to be a pretty versatile team.
Savion's a big dude, an athletic dude. What do you see from him in practice, freshman?
His body, man, for how young he is, he reminds me of how House was, like, just so naturally strong, you know? Like, this is his first year of weights, but before he got here, he was just so strong. But he's a confident kid, and he believes in himself, and you can tell by the way he plays. Like, he knows he can do what we can do, you know? He knows he can come out here and play with us. So I love his game. He understands the concept of playing your role, and he has a high IQ, and he always asks questions, so he's eager to learn. He's like a sponge, and I love that about him. I can't wait to see what he does this year.
You gonna end the season in San Antonio?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. That's the goal, but I'm one day at a time type of guy. So, you know, win today, win tomorrow, win the next day.
With so many athletes on the team now, who's the best dunker?
Rob. I mean, he's the highest flyer. Isaiah JC can really, like, pack a powerful punch, like, really powerful. But, I mean, you're still Rob. He's just – you can't – no one can do anything with that.
How much better has Rob gotten over the last few months since last season that you can see?
A lot better. I think his IQ has gotten higher. I mean, he already has a high IQ for the game, but now it's like when you get that first season out the way, you understand. You know more. Your feel for the game is so much better. So I think y'all will see a lot of that from him, just making plays and using his athletic ability to make even more plays than he did last year on a more consistent basis. It's going to be a lot of fun for him this year.
Is he becoming the kind of versatile guy that he's trying to be?
Yes, slowly but surely. I mean, but he's in that process. You know, he was so raw last year. Everyone's going to expect him to be, like, way up here where it takes time. You know, he's got the athletic ability to play at the pro level, and he's just slowly, steadily working on his game. He's becoming that. It's just going to take some time.